This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today, Swish Goswami. He's built a multi-hyphenate career. 22 years old, he's already a serial entrepreneur for a long time. LinkedIn youth editor, past Fortune 500 consultant for companies such as Google, American Express, and others. A venture capitalist, a UN youth ambassador, three-time TEDx speaker, disruptor, curator, a builder, an influencer, and CEO and co-founder of TrueFan. Swish, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
I love it. You know, you say you were an average kid, maybe not a genius, but you know, you're doing some great things. I appreciate that humility. I've got a son who's 9, a daughter who's 11. My son reminds me of some things you're sharing right now of how he likes to build things, and hearing your parents be supportive. How did that help you to have parents that were supportive? And you know, 7 years old, you have an idea for a hovercraft. Your dad helps you build it. That stands out to you as a big memory, which is really cool. Talk to me about being supportive and what it meant to you to have that kind of support from your parents.
It was the X factor, right? Like, again, I wasn't a child genius. I don't think I was, but I had incredibly supportive parents. Like, I remember my mom would drive me to field hockey practice in the morning. Then after that, take me to school, pick me up from school. She'd be like, what do you want to eat? Bring me my lunch or my dinner, and sometimes even into the car, and drive me to dance practice or debate practice or whatever it was. So, like, to have parents that kind of gave their soul and their life to me is just something that I'm very indebted to, which is why even now, like, you know, the closest thing that I have in my life is still family. It'll never beat my friends. It'll never beat my business partners, whatever it is. Just, you know, the bloodlines that I developed growing up and the way that they supported me is something I'll never forget.
I love that. And, you know, something that stands out to me, I see a lot of seasoned entrepreneurs or leaders who start with this curiosity and begin to create things, but then kind of get knocked down over time and they get jaded. I feel like you've really bottled the curiosity part of it. And how does that work for you? How do you stay focused? How do you stay motivated? What's the secret sauce for you?
Yeah, I think in terms of being motivated, it's just to kind of put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. And I think you have no choice but to be motivated when you do that. You know, I dropped out of university after second year and moved to arguably the most expensive city in the world, New York. I did a summer internship at a VC there and then decided to stay there because my roommate and I had this great idea called Dunk. And we built this media network of a bunch of Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter accounts, kind of my first deep look into influencer marketing and social media. And I operated that business with him. But again, my mom was like, you can take 1 year off and then you're going right back to school if this doesn't work out. So I kind of got this like 1 year ultimatum to make sure that I can make this work, that I could be independent, make my own money, live in my own city, pay my own bills. And so that kind of pushed me a lot to figure out, all right, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to be happy? How am I going to be economical and not be an idiot with my money? And all of those lessons that I learned in that 1 year, which I continue to learn even now, I think it's awesome that I can continue learning as I grow up. You know, there's so many new challenges that come into your head, you know, but I think that's something that really pushed me to stay motivated. But in terms of just overall, like, it doesn't mean that, like, despite being motivated, I don't have mornings where I don't want to get out of bed. Like, I'm not a morning person as it is, so that's just always a tough thing for me to do. But B, there are obviously days where I just, you know, as a human being, feel tired or stressed out or just, like, you know, bogged down with the amount of work that I have. That, yeah, there are times I'm like, maybe it's just better if I sleep in today. But again, I feel like those moments where you push and you get up and you get into the shower and just try getting your shit done are really the days that separate the people that get things done from the people that just are like, all right, you know what? Maybe it's not for me.